T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, former NFL quarterback, USC star, of course, and now the Sean Salisbury Show, 790 in Houston, joins us every week at this time. Sean, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing good, guys. Always great to be on with you.
Certainly is, and what a weird start for the Browns. Became, you know, the first game ever on opening day since the merger, at least, it's the first opening day game ever to go to overtime and end in a tie. And when I knew you were going to come on, I was like, okay, I got to find out if Sean Salisbury was ever involved in a tie. And funny enough, I don't know if you remember the exact date of the game, but almost 35 years ago to the day, one day and 35 years after the Browns, before the Browns tie, you tied in a college game. Do you remember who it was against?
Yep. I can say it like it was yesterday. We were at the Coliseum against the University of Florida, and the Browns shouldn't have to go through a tie. The Steelers shouldn't have to go through a tie. We either got to change the rules, and I'd move them back to like the 35 or like the 40 and make them earn a first down if we're going to do that. If we're going to play NFL rules, I don't understand why if you're making $10 million, $8 million, $5 million a year, and they're going to talk about injuries. Oh, we the hypocrisy of the NFL just sucks. We're going to play Thursday night games after a Sunday
right.
game.
Yeah.
And then we're going to allow the Dolphins and Tennessee to play a 54-hour game where they got to get warm, get loose, get warm, get tight, get warm, get tight, and lightning delays. And we're going to run them back out there. But remember, we care about the players' health. So with this, if that's the case, why can't we get both teams get not a coin toss, both teams get minimum offense possession. So that's offense, defense, special teams would automatically come into play. Even if the first team scores a touchdown, you get a chance to match. There's a novel concept. Well, you win by a coin toss, we get a chance to match, and then it's sudden death. And we play. And we go 15 minutes, and at the end of 15 minutes, we tee it up again, and we start another quarter just
that's
like
right.
we would. They make enough money to play 5.5 quarters. We should never have a tie in pro sports. It's just typical of what we do. It's hypocritical, and it's BS by the NFL.
Completely agree. And it felt like us, you wanted the Browns to end the losing streak, but it doesn't really feel like you ended a losing streak. It kind of feels like a loss. I always, when my team ties, those rare occasions, I always feel like it's a loss. When you said it sucks, you're right. When you guys ended up tied, you didn't feel like you won.
It was miserable.
Yeah,
it was horrible. And there's not a play on the Browns. And I'm just saying this from afar, or the Steelers, it feels like when they walked out of there, off the field, into the locker room, that they were celebrating the win. Hey, nobody in the history has ever, unless you're a sorry athlete or a sorry teammate or somebody who doesn't care about winning, nobody, and I don't believe either team has one of those guys, nobody does, I would hope, nobody walked into that locker room and outside and said, man, what a great job, we tied. Now, what you do is you say, hey, we were down 14 points if you're Cleveland, and came back. What you do is say we forced 6 turnovers, mm-hmm. and we got after the quarterback, 6-7 times, whatever they, 4 times, however many times they sacked in, they got after him a bunch of times. So, and you forced late in the game, another ball laid down on the ground so they couldn't go down and score. You forced them to miss field goal. Those are things you gather from. Nobody walks off the field saying, oh, man, like after that game against Florida, we had gone 46 seconds, 80 yards. We should have been celebrating and winning and moving on and could have changed the course of our season. Not saying it would have, but it could have, or who knows what would have happened. But after that, it was the biggest letdown ever. And it's not anybody's fault. People make mistakes. I get that. But nobody walked in the same. What a great comeback to a tie.
Right.
The great comeback was all for naught. We tied. But, most guys that walk in that locker room felt like they lost. The only reason it's a little more hypersensitive is because of what happened with Cleveland last year. The rule sucks. Players don't want to play to a tie. We may be exhausted, but you want to play till you win or lose. And I agree, even tied, somewhere down the line, we have got to change this.
It's the worst.
And make it to where we walk away. It is the worst.
Yeah.
It sucks, and I don't care how you change the rule. We can't end in ties. And it sucks for Cleveland and Pittsburgh after a rain, with rain and all the weather, and to battle your butt off and walk into that locker room a tie, and then we moved it to 10 minutes in the overtime.
So stupid.
Oh, but you guys got to go play on Thursday.
Yeah,
we'll do that for you. So I think, like I said, what the NFL does consistently when it comes to rules and these type of things.
Sean Salisbury is with us on the hotline. Sean, I'm curious your take on the quarterback play for the Browns. Tyrod Taylor was 15 for 40 in this game. And I know the weather conditions were a factor. Both teams had to deal with it. You know, Big Ben wasn't great himself. He turned the football over a ton in this game. But I thought Tyrod didn't play up to his capabilities in this ball game, and it had me actually sitting there thinking, man, I wonder what Baker could have done in this game.
Of course, and it should. I think we all ask that question. And we all three know Tyrod Taylor was a good get for they were. Matt, if you're Buffalo right now, you're thinking, gosh, don't I wish I had Tyrod Taylor. You are. And Clea, it's a good get. But it's not a long-term get, and we know that too. And as I've said on Twitter, and we've had this conversation, and people are afraid of it, but you can't be afraid. Ask Buffalo now after Peterman's start. Look what the Jets did with Darnold. You can't be afraid to play the young guy. Now, if you think that Baker Mayfield would have outperformed or would have given you the same chance to win, if they both give you the same chance to win, or the rookie gives you more of a chance to win, then you go with the rookie and you let him deal with his feelings of going through games like Tyrod did and still battling back the next week. That's what we find out, the inner toughness. When things are going bad, you find out far more about a human being, about a football player, and in particular about a quarterback or a golfer. You find out when things are going bad just what they're all about, what kind of guts they got. I think Tyrod's got guts, and I think Baker Mayfield does, but it wasn't a very good performance. But, you know, the weather comes into play. You got to find – we're going to get those, snow and rain and wind and all the stuff that makes it miserable. Tyrod's feet were great, kept plays alive, kept him in the game with, you know, making plays. You can't – 4.9 per play, that's not enough. That's going to have to go up. They're going to have to take some more shots down the field, whether or not. I mean – the one advantage for offense, guys, when you're playing on field conditions like that or in the rain, it's an offensive advantage. And why? Because the defense doesn't know where you're going to make your cut. So some of the biggest games I've ever had, and I didn't have many, but when I did or I've watched or been a part of, or some of the biggest games quarterbacks have ever had, have been in snow, have been in a soggy field, or in somewhat not slug, not where it's raining so hard you can't see straight, but and when there's a rain or a steady downpour you can still play in, because the defense has zero idea where you're going. So it becomes an offensive advantage if you running routes right and not getting your throwing your shoulders back and slipping all over the place. But I didn't think Tyrod played like I expect him to play, and I expect him to play better. But we go through that, guys, and don't run him out there again this next time, and we'll see if he improves in a better weather game. But I said the same thing. Well, would Baker have handled this more? And that's natural. I understand why fans don't want to run Baker Mayfield out there. But if there's one guy in this draft from last year that I'm not worried about you hurting his feelings or him being tough enough or him being able to handle failure as a former walk-on, it's Baker Mayfield. The fortunate thing for Cleveland is they got this opportunity if and when this situation comes where Tyrod gives way to Baker Mayfield, whether it's not success or just the natural transition of being the first pick of the draft, whatever that is, Baker Mayfield mentally and emotionally will handle success and failure. He just will, because that's been his MO. I'm rooting for Tyrod. I'm rooting for the Cleveland Browns, but you can't have 15 or 43 more games or the change will be made.
And this week things get, you know, in a way tougher, although New Orleans defense last week was terrible against Tampa Bay. But you go on the road, you play New Orleans where you know they're going to score a ton of points. And, you know, the Browns' defense will certainly be challenged by Drew Brees and Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara and on and on. But, you know, their offense, obviously, weather a non-issue this week because you're in a dome. And the Saints' defense obviously didn't play well. But you know you're going to have to keep up. What do you think about this matchup?
I think it's going to be a blast to watch. And, you know, because going into this season, guys, many of us have thought that the New Orleans Saints were a Super Bowl team. And that their defense had improved even over last year, which was pretty good. They got better last year. You know, they didn't have to just, with Kamara on offense and with Michael Thomas, they didn't just have to score 40 points. When they scored 40 this week, it still couldn't win. I guarantee you in training camp, if you just said, hey, will you guys lose a game you score 40 points in this year? Not a Saint would have said, they'd have said, absolutely not. We've upgraded, added Davenport, Lattimore's a great player, but the Tampa was running all over the place last week. You know, maybe it was just a bad week or what have you, but you're right. Weather won't affect it. And they're not going to get to the point where they become a Super Bowl defense overnight or in 6 days. So Cleveland better take their shots and go after it. this is the perfect opportunity to do it. And you better score, because if you score three touchdowns, as good as Breeze is, and you guys saw his accuracy, it's ridiculous how accurate the guy is. If you don't hit him, he's going to complete about 75% to 80% of his balls. He just is. So you're going to have to hit him in the mouth, just like you did Ben, and you're going to have to match him. He scores touchdowns, you score field goals, you get blown out. So while I think there's going to be irritation on their side, there should be irritation on Cleveland. They had a chance last week, and they ended up with a tie. So if you're New Orleans, you're pissed, and you're coming in here, and why not Tyrod? If all of us lined him up and said, would you take Tyrod or Fitzpatrick going into the season, we'd say Tyrod first.
Yep,
and Fitz threw a party on him. So, and he delivered party hats. So it's an opportunity, and there's some good wide receivers in Cleveland. I think it's going to be a fun game to watch, but you cannot give space on defense. You've got to hit the quarterback. And I can't average, like I said, 4.9 yards per attempt. I've got to take my shots and make the Lattimores of the world, those guys, defend the whole field. It can't be play not to lose. If you play not to lose, the New Orleans Saints will bury you.
No doubt about that. Hey, I want to ask you about Josh Gordon. He played 69 snaps in this game, yet he only got three targets. Got to have more targets, I think.
No question. Home run hitter.
Yep.
And like I said, we go back to, and you guys aren't excuse makers. I don't think the Browns fans are, and I don't think the players are either. The weather may have had something to do with it. You know, Josh getting back into the mix and trying to get comfortable and all that. That's got to go up. You know, there's certain players where you say, whether, and I'm not saying Josh is Beckham, but at one point in time we thought he'd be, or a Larry Fitzgerald or a Michael Thomas. Look at those guys. Beckham was targeted, 15 times with 11 catches. Michael Thomas was targeted like 8 million times in the game and had a great game. You've got to get what we consider those home run hitters, got to touch the ball. And I was watching last week on the opener when I said that Julio Jones, I said, you've got to get him the ball in the first series two or three times. You saw they gave him an end around, a little jet sweep, and then threw two balls to him on the first drive. Now, they didn't go win the game, but when you get, and then he went on to have a monster game. Receivers are different cats, guys. And Anthony Carter, a former teammate of mine, was a great player and a great dude. But if you didn't get AC involved early,
then there's
a chance he could disappear.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you'd lose him.
So you throw a hitch or a slant or anything to get AC the ball. And when you did, those eyes lit up. Forget it. He was on like he wasn't Michigan and like he wasn't the NFL. The defense was in trouble, and he'd have those monster games. And I think Josh is one of those. You get him the ball, turn him loose, get him in space. You got to target him more, man. You can't. Jarvis is a hell of a player, but Jarvis will be even a better player when Josh Gordon's the Josh Gordon we think he is. Can't throw it to him three times this week or you won't win.
Sean, I got a two-parter here for you to wrap things up. Number one, just give us some thoughts on Myles Garrett and you know how good he looked to you. And who has more pressure on them over the next month, Hugh Jackson or Tyrod Taylor?
Ooh, that second part I'll get to in a second. I think Myles Garrett is a freak show, guys. He's nuts. And I mean that in a positive way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was fortunate that I got my son graduated from A&M. And I'd go there and watch those guys play all the time, in person, and talking to coaches. The guy's just – He's got everything you want in a player. He does. When you look at, let's go around the league, guys. How good was Von Miller's game?
Yeah.
How good was Khalil Mack's game? Those guys, the clownies of the world, although his game wasn't like it. What I can do with Garrett, but as a defensive coordinator, I can stand him up. I can put his hand on one end of the, on one side. I can put it on the other. What happens with guys like Myles Garrett, who can rush the passer, can chase ball players down, and if he continues to get better in the run game, he's going to keep leverage in the run game. Like I said, he's got those freaky qualities that those great players, and he's long and doesn't just rely on one move. And as he continues to make more things and talk to pass rushers and good coaches, he's going to be fun to watch because there's an offensive game plan for certain players in a league. I can remember when I played, we had to know every snap where Reggie White was and where we were going to double him and where we were going to slide protection. It's the same thing was with Lawrence Taylor. And when you played Lawrence, you didn't want to run away from him. Because when you ran away from him, he chased everything down. So you wanted to do whatever you could to get a double team on him and get to his legs because he hated it. Richard Dent. I mean, all those guys, you said, I got to know where they line up. And it's in Myles Garrett, that guy. And he's developing that quickly, guys. Where he goes, we've got to slide protection because he's going to be a defensive MVP-type guy in this league. And if the Browns continue to grow, so will he. On the other part of it, so I'm a huge Myles Garrett fan. I've been fortunate to watch a lot of him in person and talk to coaches about him. And he just... He's got a unique quality that that's the DNA, but you just can't teach some of the things he's got. And then as far as this, that's a hell of a question. I would probably, I think for Tyrod, knowing that he's the quarterback, when you draft a quarterback first pick, guys, I think the pressure almost was taken off then. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
The pressure to win.
Sure.
But when you know that the first pick of the draft is playing behind you, if Tyrod throws for 4,000 yards this season and 25 touchdowns, who do you think the starting quarterback for the Browns is in 2019?
Baker Mayfield.
That's exactly right. So that it should ask Tyrod while being here is also, hey, man, if I put on a show, if I'm not the starter here, I'll go start somewhere else, because Tyrod's better than a bunch of the bottom third starters in the league. I can guarantee that. So you're not auditioning for another team, but you put up those numbers, there's places for you to go, because he belongs in the league and probably a starter for a handful of teams in the league. So I think the pressure was off, or you can almost just say, you know what, I know eventually, no matter what I do, he's going to be the quarterback. So go cut it loose, man. Drop back and let it rip. So I think there's a little less pressure on him. There's always pressure to win. Every game, you put pressure on yourself, the quarterback. It's your job. You want to win. You don't want that stigma, oh, man, he can't win. Tyrod Taylor can win. Had a team in the playoffs last year. So he knows how to play. But when you take the first pick, that becomes eventually they're replacing me, so let me just go cut it loose. What do I got to lose? On the other side, it's Hugh Jackson. Because there's two coaches going into this season that I thought could be in trouble during the season were Hugh, and I'm a Hugh fan, guys. He's been a coach at FC, known him for years, but that's the reality of it, and Dirk Cutter. Well, Cutter went out and hung 48, so he took a little pressure off. Hugh's got to have one or two of those games early, because if they're 1-7, remember, the guy who hired him, he's not there. He's not the GM right now. Yeah. So it's a different ballgame. I'm rooting for him. But, yeah, there's pressure. So the pressure, to make your short question a long answer, because I'm long-winded on this, but I care. I think that there's far more pressure, always pressure on the quarterback and the coach, but far more on Hugh, because Tyrod's going to have the job or a job all year long. There's a chance that Hugh won't if they're 1-5, 2-6-1, should I say.
That's right. Sean, great insight as always, man. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
You guys are the best. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.